Last week, the Seneca Nation of Indians announced that this week they will make their final $110 million casino revenue payment to New York State. Albany, upon receiving that money, divides and distributes it to the cities where Seneca casinos are operated, Niagara Falls, Buffalo, and Salamanca. But the Senecas have become increasingly unhappy over the years about the growth of state-run gaming facilities that they believe violate the spirit of their casino compact. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister would not speculate on what happens next, but he points out that the Senecas have made clear they're not looking to hurt the cities surrounding their casinos.
The Senecas may have disagreements with the state of New York about what the meaning of the compact or its renewal might be. There are mechanisms that exist for trying to resolve those types of disputes, and we hope they'll avail themselves of those.
Deister and State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello would like to see the Senecas and Albany enter arbitration. Morinello says the sooner, the better.
The compact does provide for arbitration in disputes, and I feel that that is the process we must go to. If we can do it expeditiously, we can have a timely resolution.
Seneca President Todd Gates, during his nation's announcement last week, suggested that if necessary, his nation would be willing to make arrangements directly with the cities. Since the casino compact took effect in 2002, the Seneca Nation has forwarded nearly $1.5 billion in revenues to Albany. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.